English singer Beth Orton was something of an overnight sensation in the early 1990s when she first sang on albums by Electronica Wizards, William Orbit, and the Chemical Brothers. Then she released two critically acclaimed albums of her own. Her husky, pure voice and melancholic tone earned her a cult following. She's about to release her third solo album, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Beth Orton believes in the power of chance. About 10 years ago, she met a guy at a party.
I asked him for a cigarette at the bar, and he didn't have one, but went to look for one, and I never saw him again for the rest of the night. But when I got into work the next day, my friend was just like, "What did you do to William Orbit?" And I was like, "Who's William Orbit?"
She found out soon enough. By then, William Orbit had made a name for himself as one of the pioneers of electronica and mixed songs by Sting, Madonna, and Prince. Beth Orton obviously did something to him because Orbit went to see her perform in a play. The two became close, and on a whim, Orbit took her into the studio.
He just used to listen to me humming and singing along and just was like, "You've got to do some singing," and got me in the studio and plied me with alcohol and it got me singing, really. Sometimes it gets so hard to listen. Hard for me to use my eyes. And all around the cold is glistening. Making sure it keeps me down to size.
Orton and Orbit released a single under the name Spill. It was a cover of a song by 60s folk jazz singer and guitarist John Martin, who Orton says she was unconsciously trying to emulate.
So this very deep voice would come out, and not a lot of air, because I used to close it all off trying to be a man, but not realizing that that was what I was doing, if you know what I mean. But so I did meet a singing teacher, but she was just into not teaching me. She was like, "I refuse to teach you anything. I just want to get down to your true voice. And if your true voice is out of tune and flat or sharp, then that's your voice, and we'll work from there. Because if you work from what you truly have, you become stronger."
Beth Orton and William Orbit's song got the attention of the Chemical Brothers, two of London's most popular DJs. They asked her to sing on one of their albums, and soon it was Orton's voice that thousands of clubbers listened to at the end of a night of partying. The British press dubbed her the Comedown Queen. But Orton wasn't only interested in adding her vocals to other people's albums and started writing her own songs.
Your lonely voice calls across the starlit coast, reaching out to be seen. She cries your name three times again. She cries your name. How long can this love remain?
In the late 1990s, Beth Orton recorded two solo albums and toured constantly. But Orton suffers from the intestinal disorder known as Crohn's disease and says she pushed herself too hard, aggravating the illness. So 2 years ago, she stopped everything.
I stopped making notes and I stopped taking mental pictures and I stopped writing songs and I stopped being a songwriter and tried to be a person, you know, who actually lets things happen without thinking, "Oh, that's a good song," or "That's this," or, you know, capturing a moment. I just sort of lived for a little while. And then by not doing sometimes, you can get stuff done.
Indeed, after 6 months in and out of the hospital and resting, Orton slowly began to work on her new album.
There's a concrete sky.
With her other records, Daybreaker includes incisive observations about human nature, particularly her own. She writes about trying to break bad habits, about that general feeling of malaise, and about being unfaithful.
But he is my man, and I've been doing him wrong. Yeah, he is my man, and I've been doing him wrong.
The sadness in Beth Orton's voice is the result of young heartache. Her parents separated when she was 8. Her dad died of a heart attack when she was 11. She spent the next few years skipping school, hanging out in the local pub, and sitting in pews in the local cathedral. When she was 19, her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer and died a week later. Ed Simons of the Chemical Brothers has worked with Beth Orton for nearly 10 years. He says she explores every emotion in her music.
She's very, very sensitive, you know, and she thinks about things and she'll pick up on, you know, on little things you say and really want to know what you meant. She's quite, you know, intense, and she wants to get to the bottom of everything and think about things, and it's cool, you know.
But I'm sleeping, thinking about some sad affair. Why should I believe in some of these stars? So hard to break, that's easy to make. Well, these habits are so hard to break, that's easy to make.
Many critics have commented on how frail Beth Orton seems, and perhaps that's why she's so appealing. Beth Orton says she's just singing about her life.
I find life can be quite sad, and it can be hopeful, and it can be incredibly beautiful, and beauty isn't always just unabashed joy.
For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair in Washington.